Have you ever let your parents set you up on a date with somebody? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. The tabloids obviously have taken their own direction on the whole Gabby Petito Brian Laundry news story. And I don't really give it much thought when I see those headlines. You know, it's tabloid garbage is what it is.
Well, when they're running out of facts, they got to make up something.
Right. You got to keep the interest on. Like, I get it. I don't understand how it works. But one of the headlines caught my eye yesterday, and it was saying that Brian Laundry's mom didn't want him to be with Gabby Petito because she desperately wanted him to date one of her co-workers' kids or co-workers or something like that.
All right.
And I was just thinking about it and like throw that aside. And I was like, does anybody actually let their parents set them up on dates anymore? Like, I always felt like that was something in the past, but I haven't, like, that never really happened too much with my friends.
Yeah, I would think that the internet has blown that up now, right? I mean, if you're not meeting somebody at this point in your life, it's probably because you don't want to or you don't feel ready to in one shape or form or another, right? So, but that's the thing about parents is they don't listen.
Right.
And they don't care if your mom is on a mission to get you married or your dad thinks that you're not going to be happy until you find a nice girl or whatever. Sooner or later, people are going to have conversations. Like my grandfather-in-law, he can't keep his mouth shut about my kid. He can't do it.
Yeah.
He can't do it. He's talking to girls everywhere he goes. I think it's an excuse for him to flirt with these girls.
Weird.
But he does it all the time.
So I started like Googling and looking around. I'm like, does anybody actually like get their parents set them up on dates? Like, not an arranged marriage, but it kind of is. It's like a modern day arranged marriage. And does it succeed? And I read that there's actually a lot of reasons why you should let your parents set you up.
Why is that?
Parents know you best. They want what's best for you genuinely. Right?
Do they know you best after 18 and you're out of the house, though?
I think my mom probably knows me better than anybody else.
But
I believe that.
But your mother's involved in your daily life, helping you with your kids. You manage your families together. All those things. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a lot of closer contact than some people have. Okay, continue.
Since they picked him, they're guaranteed to like your future husband. That takes a lot of pressure off. But best part, Raymond, you can totally blame them. It doesn't work out. If it doesn't work out, you're like, well, Mom, you picked him.
Yeah.
You made me go out with him.
I told you so. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Do you remember our coworker? I shouldn't say your name. That's not nice. But one of our coworkers was single, and her mom would constantly set her up on dates. And I used to think it was so strange.
Yeah.
But I remember one time she was here in the studio, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I got to go. And I was like, oh, where are you going? Her mom had just gone to get her taxes done at like H&R Block or something like that.
Sure.
And the guy that had done her taxes, she walked in randomly, had her taxes done, and started talking to this guy about her daughter.
And then decided that he was going to marry her daughter.
Came back, called her, said, I'm coming to pick you up from work. I'm going to bring you over to meet him. And she went.
I mean,
isn't that wacky?
Can you imagine? I mean, it's one thing that your parent is setting you up with somebody that they see and they interact with from time to time. But a random person they met right there that day. And then
did your taxes?
They pick you up and deliver you to them. It's like meeting somebody on a stage, except it's worse because it's your parents.
It didn't work out. He never called her after the first date.
I mean, because he was probably terrified of both of them.
He's like, lady, I just want to do your taxes.
He quit H&R the next day. He was like, I'm not going to be here next year when that mom returns. I just don't want to deal with it.
Have your parents ever set you up? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. I can't believe how many of these studies and research says that you should 100% allow your parents to set you up on dates. It's interesting, right?
I think those are written by parents. That's what I think.
I mean, the biggest arguments is your parents know you best. They want what's best for you. Since they picked him out, obviously they're going to like a future husband. You can't be like, I changed my mind. Let's kick that guy to the curb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess your parents do know you at a certain depth, right? But sometimes you want to be shallow. Sometimes you want to go for the gold. There's a difference.
1-800-330-9999. Has your parents ever sent you up on a date? What happened?
Okay, so my mother was working at a local police department, and some officer had a cruise that he needed a friend to go with, and I didn't even know this guy, and my mother said, oh, my daughter's been working so hard. She needs a vacation. So she bought the cruise for me to go with this random guy who needed a friend he ever met.
Oh, wait. My gosh.
Wow.
Like,
was he hot?
What? I mean, what?
I'm just asking. Yeah, people need to know that.
Horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
no.
I not for nothing, too, and this is going to sound crazy, but a cruise is the last place I'd want to be with a stranger. People fall off boats, man. Anna knows. This is a theory of mine. People fall off boats. They get tossed off boats.
All the time.
No.
Right. You should never go on a set-up date on a boat.
No. Never, ever, ever.
It's the beginning of every horror movie.
Yes.
It's horrible.
So you went? Oh my gosh. I can't even believe you went.
I listened to my mother.
I cannot even believe that
you.
Did you kiss him?
Right. How long was the cruise?
No, it's 4 days.
Oh, that's painful. It's painful. It's like being in purgatory.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Your parents ever set you up?
Yeah, actually, almost. This guy, my mom works at a bakery. An old classmate of mine, after we graduated, started going there and was like a regular, like going there almost every day, buying scones and bread and wanting to, you know, ask about me. And she, my mom started asking me, like, why don't you see this guy? Like, why don't you hook up with him?
Mm.
I was like, no, Mom. And honestly, it feels a little stalkerish that he just keeps going there and talking about me. Thankfully, my mom kind of clued into it. And she was like, yeah, something's not right with this guy. I definitely think he's only coming in to try and get me to set you up with him. So she got wise to it.
I see.
She kept acting like maybe there's a chance so that he would keep coming in as a customer.
I mean, that's just a good business model right there.
Right, right. I mean, do whatever you got to do.
Got to sell those cupcakes.
I've seen this before where somebody tries to work the parents to get to the kid. So that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't somebody that had really, you know, made a move on you in high school, but decided after that this is going to be their way in?
I guess so. Like through my mom, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, did your parents ever try and set you up?
Yeah. So in light of their recent divorce, I was 19 years old, and my mom made it her mission to focus all of her attention on trying to find my forever after because hers was destroyed.
Oh, man.
So, she actually tried to set me up with her attorney's paralegal.
Whatever it takes to get those fees lowered.
Right.
You know, it was an all-encompassing situation. But like, I was depressed. My parents were getting divorced. You know, I was new in college that year. I had a lot going on. And then trying to dodge my mom's calls because she wanted me to hook up with her her attorney's paralegal was the icing on the cake for sure.
That's amazing. But, you know, it's all about what you're doing on a daily basis then, right? I mean, that's the only place your mom's going. That's where her focus is. So she sees this nice girl who answers the phone every time she calls and figures that's going to be her daughter-in-law.
Makes sense to me.